Joining us now is Representative Bob Latta, who is a member of the Energy and Commerce Committee. He is a Republican from the 5th Congressional District in Ohio. He tweets at Bob Latta and joins us. Congressman, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Sorry, I prematurely said you were on the other day, but you weren't. And,
no problem.
There was some confusion, and some of your constituents were concerned that something had happened to you, but nothing did, so you're here. That's great.
Well, thanks very much.
All right, so let's talk about who is opposed to this set of regulations, because on its face it sounds like since 2005 regulations or 2005 levels of emissions of carbon dioxide, we're already down 15% from that. So it seems like an easily reachable target to cut them 15% between now and 15 years from now.
Well, you know, we have to go back just a couple of years, and people might remember the president's failed cap and trade, or as some people called it, the cap and tax legislation that he tried to get through the House and the Senate. The Senate would not act on it, and I think they were very wise not to do so. So, you know, the legislative body said this is something that we could not and should not do. And so people might remember, as the president always does, and he says, well, I can't get my way on the playground. I'm going to do it myself and take the ball and run off with it. And so what we're looking at now is the president, once again, on his own, just shaping what he thinks that the United States should do. And for when you ask who's opposed to this, I represent a district in northwest and west central Ohio that has 60,000 manufacturing jobs. And the way that people go to work every day is to make by having a lot of energy. And, in fact, one of my steel plants in my district is one of the largest, if not the largest, user of energy for one of our power companies. And so what we're going to see is an increase in the cost of energy when we need more energy, but the president's saying we need less energy. And in Ohio, we get over 70% of our energy comes from coal. In my district, it's even greater than that. And so what we're going to see is put Ohio and other states like Ohio at a uncompetitive disadvantage out there. And so when you're looking at, you know, saying that coal-fired plants are going to be hit, and that's, again, what we're looking at in Ohio, that's going to hurt us. You know, they're saying, well, you can switch over to natural gas. Well, at the same time, we've had hearings. One of our biggest problems is we don't have the pipeline capability to get out there and take this natural gas to where it needs to be, or like up in New York, there's a storage problem. Another area that we're looking at is when the president says nuclear, and I'm not sure I can say that with a straight face. He and Harry Reid have shut down Yucca Mountain. That's cost
as a storage facility for decommissioned fuel.
Correct. Right. And so you're looking at energy there that's not going to be able to use because power plants out there are going to say, what are we supposed to do with this then? So they're storing on-site. Now the cost is probably up to around $33 billion. So, you know, those are just some of the issues right off the bat that's not being talked about. And also that was brought out back in the debate in the cap and tax with the president was that by reducing these CO2 levels in the United States, we're not looking at imposing this across the globe so it would happen over an eight-year period of time. We'd see those levels, yes, being decreased because of these draconian methods that the president wants, but at the same time, we see industry picking up in China and India, who would then increase their CO2 levels, so within 8 years you wouldn't have any savings at all, except the loss of U.S. jobs. Mm.
Again, Representative Bob Latta from Ohio is with us. I wonder how much of this is timeline. In other words, you know, I was listening the other day because obviously the situation in Iraq has a lot of people concerned about oil supplies, and yet the stock market is doing okay. There's a sense that the current level of supplies is sufficient to the cause. Plus, the U.S. is a little less dependent than it used to be because of our natural gas and the fracking that have given us a little bit more of an energy reserve. So if it's 2030, would it make a difference if it was, say, 2050? Would it make a difference if it was a different level of reduction of these CO2 gases, that at some point we are, by most accounts, going to be shifting from a fossil fuel-based economy? We're going to have to at least bring a lot more of these alternative fuels in, whether it's wind or solar or hydropower, all of these different options, maybe nuclear also. So is that what the argument is about, or is it just the argument that the EPA should not be able to make these regulations?
Well, you know, first, you know, to go back to your one point about what's happening, especially over the Middle East, if it wasn't for the United States increasing its oil and natural gas supplies, we'd be in trouble, and we'd see these prices across the United States spiking right now. But what's not being pointed out is we could be doing even better if the president would allow us to be on federal lands and offshore, onshore, being able to explore and find these resources. So what's happened is we've been able to get this through private lands and also on state lands, but not on the federal lands. So, you know, when you're looking at what, you know, I don't think the president has an energy policy. You know, he just comes up with these ideas and says we're going to implement them, and they don't look what it's going to do to businesses out there. And when I'm out, I've done over 500 meetings in my district in the last 22 months, and I go through factories and businesses and talk to individuals and plants and factories, you name it. And one of the top four issues that they always talk about is energy. And one of the things, if they can't have energy that's affordable, then they can't, you know, buy more machinery, they can't employ more people. And so when Washington's, you know, and they say, we just can't understand why the economy is not taking off, I just like to take them out for a day in my district and they can see what could happen.
Once again, Congressman Bob Ladd is with us from Ohio as we're talking about these regulations. So you have the hearing, but the EPA can go ahead and do this, correct?
Well, you know, that's the problem. What we'd love to be able to say is that if we had, you know, when they issue these regulations from departments and agencies, it's kind of like the president just, you know, saying, I'm going to do it, even though if Congress does not want it, and the American people, you know, have said that through their elected representatives, this is not where we want to go. So, you know, good Lord willing, this November there's a change over in the Senate that we can start taking over some of these issues that are coming up, especially from the White House, and do what we can do, what they call a Congressional Review Act, which we can go in and say, you know what, on an agency or department, when they come up with something, that no, it has to be approved by Congress before it could take effect.
Before we go, we touched on it a little bit, but I wondered if you had any other reaction to the president's actions relative to Iraq that he announced yesterday, and just give us a sense what's on your mind right now as people are watching this situation unfold.
Well, and again, I'm out in my district constantly, and with my constituents, and I think a lot of people across the United States are looking at is, do we have a policy? You know, do we have something out there that, you know, what's our foreign policy in this country? What are our objectives? What are our goals? It seems like we go from crisis to crisis. In the last week, a couple of weeks, we've gone from the VA to the hostage switch with the terrorists. Then we have the EPA or the IRS coming out on saying that the dog ate my computer. And now all of a sudden, over the weekend, they say, "Oh my gosh, we got a crisis in Iraq." So, you know, what we would like to know is what is the administration's policy, but it's not clearly defined.
Congressman Latta, I appreciate you spending time. Oh, I should ask you, leadership, Kevin McCarthy, new man as the majority leader, and we've got Steve Scalise as the whip. I'm not sure if you supported Steve Scalise, but any thoughts on the new leadership?
Well, I supported Steve and worked for him, and I think that both will do a very good job. They represent their areas, you know, in Congress very well. I think we have a very good, broad leadership team that represents the entire country, and so I'm looking forward to working with them as we advance forward a conservative agenda here in Congress and get this economy moving.
Congressman Latta, we appreciate you spending time with us today. Thanks.
Thanks very much.
That is Representative Bob Latta.
Hey, you too.
He is from Ohio's 5th Congressional District and joins us to talk about the hearing yesterday on the EPA and the regulations that they've been putting forward. He, by the way, tweets at Bob Latta, L-A-T-T-A. Coming up, we'll chat with